What's going on, guys? It's Smokebusters with Madman Plant. We are in Vegas with another great interview. Today, we got Colin from Green Bros. He's the main man of the show and owns this great facility. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for coming out, man. It's my facility. You're the one who came and visited, so it's awesome.
Well, I have to thank Dave from the Adam Dunn Show, because if it weren't for him, I wouldn't have known about this, and he's the one that specifically asked me to come out.
If it weren't for him, I wouldn't have known about this either. So there you go.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that on the Gmail, he really was the host and the creator.
We're just like, do it here. We're good. Yeah.
Very cool.
But I've been working with Dave for a long time, so it's good.
Yeah. So you bring an interesting measure to the cannabis thing is your post-production.
Correct.
You're cleaning it up. You're making it look fancy.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about Green Bros, its humble beginning, and then let's dive into it.
Well, we started in 2012 when I invented my first machine I invented was a Keef box.
Okay.
Right? We call it the Alchemist. It's a four-sided box. Works exceptionally well, a lot better than the round tumbly things. That's what kind of got me in, and I went up and down the coast trying to sell them, and I thought I was going to make millions and millions of dollars, all do.
Yep.
And that didn't really happen with that machine. But what happened was I got exposed to what was going on in the trimming world at that time.
Okay.
And in the trimming world at that time, the first dry trimmers had just come in. A machine called the Mean Green Trim Machine, I don't know if you ever heard of that, had just kind of taken everything by storm. And I looked at it and I was like, I told the guy, I was at a grow shop.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, listen, I'll be back in 3 weeks with a machine that's better than that.
Nice.
That was the machine they were selling the most of. He's like, no way. And I'm like, I'll be back. And I went, so I did. I went down to San Diego and I worked with an engineering team that I had known and been working with on some other projects. And we're literally just sitting there kind of, spitballing some things together. And it's just started to kind of happen.
Yeah,
just like that. You're like, you're just kind of riding this wave. And we were riding the wave through this whole process. And we got this machine out on CAD. And then I had to go make it. And we went and made it. And had
and
to put all this money in it. Well, I didn't know that yet either. Then we had to go test it.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to my friend's place. And we're like, we had this box. And we're sitting there. And we put cannabis on top of it. And we turned it on. And it was like a record player, and it just kept going round and round. So it wasn't doing anything. We're like, oh no, Dave's leaving. I will see you
Dave.
In the morning. Yes, sir. All right. We're like, this thing is just spinning around in circles. But I looked underneath it, and it was just raining down this really micro trim. And I'm like, holy crap, it's trimming.
Yeah.
It's actually doing the job. So. We ended up adjusting it, getting at an angle, and then we had to come up with some mechanisms for moving bud off of the blades and doing all this kind of stuff. And long story short is that led to our first machine, and I got a couple of sales. And then a year later, I got somebody to come in and put a little bit of money in, and we kind of went full into it. And we went from like 60,000 to 360,000 to 3.5 million. Just like that, bam, and we were off,
off to the races.
And then I took all of that we earned out of that, and I put it into this. Now, as you see, this is only half of it. This is 50,000 square feet of sheet metal and manufacturing production space.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I always talk about, people, especially when it comes to the entrepreneurial spirit, a small business owner myself. You have to take those risks. And when you see the end result and what you have to offer is more valuable than what it takes to get there. Kind of like in 2003 or whatever it is, Jeff Bezos was on Jay Leno's TV show. And they were making fun of Jeff Bezos saying that, what's it like to own a company that's not profiting because they were losing all this money.
Year over year over year.
Exactly. And Jeff Bezos was pretty much saying the same thing you did and same thing we've done in our business. We're not losing money. We're taking all that money and we're reinvesting it. That's why we have nothing to show because it's all being reinvested.
Yeah.
Now today, Jeff Bezos is now richer than Jay Leno.
Yeah,
and it was just funny because it's like you were laughing at him on public TV about his dream and his vision.
Yeah.
But his dream and vision was so much more valuable than you could ever comprehend.
Yeah.
that he just did it anyways.
I think there's always, like, when I started, the thing that I've always kind of held on to, I had a lot of friends, I would tell them my ideas, and you know, initially there was like this exuberance, like, oh yeah, you're gonna do it, you're good, go, you know, follow your dreams, blah blah blah. And then, you know, it goes on and on and on. You're working hard and you keep working, and pretty soon they're like, dude, why don't you quit, man? You know, you're never gonna make it. And you're like, yes, these are the same people. And you're like, dude, you know, you gotta just shut that shit out of your head and you just go forward. And you're like, I'm gonna do this no matter what.
Yes.
And that's all that matters. Everything else, we'll figure that out later. Like, I'll figure out how to do it, but I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all I did. I just kept my head down and we just banged it through. And I think you know, that's the same story that he was going through, but he was seeing a vision that no one else could see. I saw this company like no one else could see it. No one else could understand why I was buying, you know, I bought $1 million laser. I bought, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment over here. We got, you know, I buy equipment, you know, because I make equipment. People are like, what? You know, I'm like, I'm not here to make money. I'm here to build this thing. Like, I came here to build this company, and now I can do whatever I want to with it. I can build, you know, architectural installations for, you know, hotels or kitchens or whatever you need to do. I can build machines. I can do whatever you want. And I'm not dependent on anything because I didn't say, hey, okay, well, I'm going to follow that guy's idea. No. I did my thing and that's it. I don't give a shit.
Well, you know? Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. And that's perfectly well said. 100%. I mean, you got to get to the attitude where nobody's opinion really matters.
Correct. People,
it's funny because my son's 8 years old, and I always tell him that I was like, now you should invest in yourself because, see, when you're young, everybody wants you to succeed. They'll lend you their time. They'll invest in you. When you get older, like you said, they're all like, oh, yeah, it's a great idea. And then you keep making moves, and then they're like, oh, you have big dick energy. You're just bragging all the time. You know, you're changing all this stuff. I'm not changing. No. I'm creating the vision I'm living.
The thing, yes, correct. You're 100%. The thing that happens, and it, you see it in all successful genres of people. Like when you see people who, you know, like, oh, they're untouchable. They're not untouchable. They hang out with people who are like-minded. It's not that they're not trying to hang out with you. You don't have the mindset. And you go, why don't you have the mindset? Well, because I went after this. I sacrificed for it. I put everything into it. I'm not done. I'm here to do this thing. Like, this is what I'm doing. And you don't have that attitude.
Yep.
So how are we going to get along? What are we going to talk about? You know what I talk about? I talk about my business, what I'm doing, what I'm strategizing. I talk about my new equipment, talk about where I'm going.
Same.
What do you talk about?
Same.
You talk about party time and what you're going to do for the weekend and that kind of thing. No problem. That's you. This is me. So what are we going to get along about? Well, you want to talk business, I'll talk all day. But if I'm not interested in talking about the other stuff because it's not what I pursued. You know what I mean? And that's how success is. You pursue success, you live success, you dream success, and you share success. And successful people will say, I get you, bro.
Yep.
I understand you. I know exactly what you're saying. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to hang out with that guy instead of that other guy. And it's not that they're bad or good or anything. It just means they just don't think along this line. Because entrepreneurship takes sacrifice, pain, suffering, and work, you know?
Well, and it's the same concept, you
suffer.
Know?
That's the key. You have to suffer.
You will suffer.
You will suffer.
You will bleed.
You will bleed and
you
suffer.
You will be in pain.
Yes. So it's okay, though. I mean, like, really, can you tell me one time that your suffering did not lead to something valuable?
No, it always has. Even last year, you know, we weren't in the greatest position, and I came to Vegas anyways, and we gained Canatrol as a client, and, you know, we're working with them on a collaborative effort. So
exactly,
you know,
but you had to go inside a place that you knew was going to be painful. Someone else aside from yourself was probably going to feel some of that pain, and you had to do that and do it regardless of what anybody else thought.
Well, yeah, and you have to do that over and over.
I mean, over and over again.
I mean, our production company we've owned for 14 years. That's what we do primarily. Yeah. It's outside of cannabis, but, you know, with this we've created Madman Plant, and then we help home growers learn to grow, and then we work with people who sell to home growers or facilities or whatever in that marketing space. And the biggest thing is, if you think, there's a song by Tracy Chapman called Bridges, and in the song it talks about she thought she could make a way where she could make a deal, have no debts to pay, you know, type yeah. deal. And it, and I kind of almost had the same kind of like naive mindset. Like it would just work out for
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't just work out.
It never does.
And the things that do work for short periods of time, they don't last forever. Clients Correct. Don't last forever. Technology, people, interests, you know, trends, they don't last forever. So in business, you're always playing catch up to survive, to yep. stay current, to stay relevant. And it's always an investment. And if you think that you're going to come into this place.
You're not napping on this, buddy.
You, well, that's yeah. what I get from a lot of people. It's like, oh, I want to start my own business. I can work my own hours. No, you, nope. like the Instagram voice says, you will work more than you have ever worked before.
That's correct.
If you want to make money. Now, huh. I know people who have businesses that don't make any money.
Yeah,
and
they survive.
Have, and they They're have happy. Great businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, they're happy they survive. They're keeping their bills paid and doing their thing. And there's nothing wrong with that either. I mean, I think there's, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with those kind of things. I just think that a lot of people have a naivete about, you know, what it takes. And I'm not a successful man. If you look at, like, what I look at as successful, right? I'm like way down here. But if you look at me compared to, you know, where I was 20 years ago, I'm way up there.
Yeah.
So it's all this perspective thing. And you just got to know, like, you know, you're going to work anyway, right? You're going to work. I'm going to work for somebody else. I'm going to work for somebody I like or somebody I don't like. Yeah. I'm going to work for myself. So if I'm going to work for myself, why am I going to cheat myself? Why am I going to steal hours from myself? Why am I going to steal money from myself? Why am I going to steal time from myself? Well, I'm fucking not.
Yeah.
Because I'm the boss. So I'm going to put all my money, all my time and energy, and I'm going to keep going forward. I'm going to do that extra because it's me. Right. Well, but a lot of people get the other side. They're like, oh, well, that gives me opportunity to be lazy. That's dumb. It doesn't give you that opportunity. It gives you opportunity to be successful. And that's good. Right. Now I employ people. I give people opportunity to take care of their families and, raise, you know, have their kids and raise their kids, do all that kind of stuff. They have good careers. You know, that's good. You know?
Yeah. So. No, I definitely agree. And it's mindset, you know, it's how you value life. But to wrap this up, and I definitely want to do another podcast with you.
We can talk all
we
day
can.
About this
We
stuff.
Seem very like-minded for sure. Yeah. But guys, this has been Smoke Busters. Colin, thank you so much for being
thank
on
you,
the
man.
Show.
Thanks for
dude.
The opportunity
Thanks for,
to talk to you and
yes.
coming out for sure.
Well, I hope to do more with you guys in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
How can people support you? How can we learn more about your products?
Well, listen, I mean, the easiest way to find us is at greenbros.com, GreenBroz.com. That's where all of our stuff lives. We have tons of social media. You can find us on Instagram and whatever else, man. I don't even know that stuff. But we're out there. I'm on LinkedIn. You can reach out to anybody on my team. We're known throughout the industry. You can find us in 39 countries. I mean, so we've been around. We know what we're doing. And basically, our ethos or our principal driving thing is, like, I make machines for other people to be successful.
Yes.
Right? And those machines are value-add machines to your business, will make you better at your business, get your margins up, help you to enjoy your business a little bit more. And that's what I've always done, and that's what we do.
Sounds yeah. great, guys. And that's what we want. Quality, care, and passion that's put into every single aspect of your smoking experience.
There you go.
Perfect.
Cheers.
Cheers, my dude. We'll see you guys soon at Smoke Busters.